You're tuned in to the weekly podcast of Dave Wills, the Crying Wrestling Fan, available at www.itsstillrealtome.com or www.davewillswrestling.com. And now, here are your hosts for the Dave and Danger Show, Dave Wills and the living icon, Mark Danger.
And finally, the Dave and Danger Show is back on the air. Dave Wills joined by the living icon, Mark Danger. Screwing off today, doing a little radio, because we got nothing better to do. Danger's doing laundry again. I got some free time. Danger got some free time. So, hence, another David Danger show. Been gone for a while. Not going to go over everything that happened while we were gone, because, well, you've already seen it and heard it and know what happened, so it's not important. Danger, what you been up to? You're always one to give a good talk to. What's going on?
Well, I hurt my back in a hardcore match I had against Mike Quackenbush.
You did not wrestle Mike Quackenbush.
Let me tell you something.
Tell him how you really hurt your back.
We had some young three perpetrators of Atlanta's finest youth.
Time out. Danger no longer is working at the Radio Shack in Kennesaw at Town Center Mall. Danger's now working at the Radio Shack down in Midtown Atlanta, so he gets to see a beautiful day in the Gaberhood. Yes, that's partially what's going on.
Speaking of the Gaberhood, I saw Canyon again today.
Yes, Danger's down there in the the populous
Piedmont Park,
in the populous area of a lot of persons who live an alternative lifestyle. Not that we have any problem with that or anything, but
Danger.
But he's not down there. We don't have any proof of that. Remember, the opinions of Danger, sue him, not me. He don't have any money, and what little I have,
Moolah,
I'm going to have to pay a bunch to the tax. I wouldn't go there. Anyways.
The hand has.
What I was talking, and that was Mae Young. What I was saying
I thought that was Rick Gillespie.
Don't talk about Rick Gillespie like that. Now. Leave Rick Gillespie alone. No. What we were saying was Danger's down there now in Atlanta, and there were some guys trying to, what was it, take a TV?
Well, they didn't try. They stole a 27-inch flat screen TV.
27-inch flat screen, okay.
Me, the hardcore legend I am, went chasing after them, and I pulled a great Memphis gimmick.
Well, tell us more, please.
The Memphis gimmick, if you ever remember Jerry Lawler chasing Eddie Gilbert out the arena at the little place they had the little wrestling at, and Eddie Gilbert ran over Jerry Lawler, well, I played the part of Jerry Lawler.
That was the Channel 5 studios he's talking about back in Memphis, Tennessee. You see, Danger was chasing some people who took a television out of Radio Shack. Now, instead of being a good man and saying, help, help, police, help, help, Danger decides, hey, if I chase them, I can catch them. Well, he then decides to jump on a car.
I jumped in front of the car, and they ran me over, which, luckily, with my wrestling experience, I was able just to merely just bounce off the hood and land square on my back.
Translation, Danger does not realize that Danger versus two-ton car equals two-ton car wins. Danger does the job. Anyhow,
if I had a blade, I would have bled.
I'm sure you would. Anyways, it sounds like a joke, but he said it was actually good. He had some wrestling training because he did take a flat back bump.
And it was something what Tess talked about in the first edition of Tough Enough, that if you do fall, if you land on the square in your back, yeah, it's going to hurt a little bit, but it does minimize some injury.
And many, many days later, when that happened, what, Tuesday or so?
Tuesday
tonight is Sunday morning, 12:18 a.m. when we're taping. Danger's back still hurting. So, kids, if you're a child and listening, please don't try to challenge your car to a hardcore match. Wrestle your pillow, wrestle your cat, you know, do all kind of things. Please don't wrestle the car.
Just hit your sister a piece of barbed wire. That
don't
works.
Do what the dangerous one says. Danger's going to tell you things.
But I got to do plug in. I do got an endorsement.
That Danger has a lot of things to say.
Tylenol, rapid release gels, they actually do work.
So you're taking Tylenol?
Yes.
Be glad you're not under the WWE wellness policy.
Speaking of WWE wellness.
Test?
Test.
That'd be failed test.
Yeah, he failed the
Yeah, he did. Man. Oh, well, what can you say?
Whoa, oh, what about the newest member of Deep South?
What's that?
Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Dr. Tom Pritchard. Well, he's been there for a little bit. Dr. Tom's doing developmental. We're big Dr. Tom marks. We're happy about that.
And let me just say, I met him for the first time. I just want to hold him and hug him and kiss him. He was that hardcore.
As you see, being in the part of Atlanta where the alternative lifestyle is popular has rubbed off on the dangerous one already. Please remember, we're still taking votes for dangerous sexual orientation. Send him in, and who knows, maybe we'll figure out what he is, and if not, we'll give him some ideas on who he can be.
Yeah,
anyways, I'm glad, yes, Danger has a man crush on Dr. Tom. I did pick up...
And Rick Gillespie.
And we're very happy to hear that.
Well, Rick will get jealous.
I'm very pleased to hear that as well. But anyways, we're going to be doing... try to do these a little more often than we have in the past. Hopefully our schedules will mesh. I've been doing a lot of work.
I think this is the first one of the year.
This is the first one of the year. Yep, we're back.
Danger New Year.
Happy Danger New Year. Anyways, like I said, that's what we're planning on doing right now. Dangerous guy, like I said, why you been gone? Danger acquired a man crush on Dr. Tom. Anyways, I picked up the Dr. Death Steve Williams book last week, and it was, I flipped through it, and it was pretty good. I'll try to read some of it and let you know how I thought about it.
Did you get a man crush on Mickey Knuckles?
No! We're not going to talk about any hardcore action from Deep South. IWA Deep South. We did go to that show a while back. What IWA, the South Will Rise Again show they had, or what was it? I can't remember. Bullet Hits the Bones, what it was. It was a couple of weeks ago. Got to see Bullet Bob Armstrong, Larry Sweeney, who, hey Larry. Yeah, who I'm a huge fan of. Danger got to see your new favorite wrestler?
Mike Quackenbush.
What a match you have, Hallow Wicked. And he also had a great four-way.
Part with Sal.
Sal Rodaro and a couple other guys and everything.
And the thing about Quackenbush, you're like, well, he shoots him in, and, now he's got him in a rear chest. Man, that's fucking cool what he's doing.
People forgot about Vince McMahon when he did commentary in the 80s, but he goes, what a maneuver. So, believe me, if I was doing commentary and he did a lot of the flippity-doos and flippity-dies, I'd be like going, and another what a maneuver, and there's another what a maneuver, and a double rolling, turning what a maneuver. So,
let me do my Jim Ross impression. It's a slobber knocker, folks, and don't forget my JR barbecue. It's good on chicken and ribs, and sometime barbecue's coming up, and... Well, that's disgusting. How can he live with himself cheating his tag team partner that way? King, what do you think?
What the hell are you talking about? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm here doing a show, and I've totally lost. I've so, totally been lost.
Painkillers.
But you're on Tylenol. Vanilla Frosty. Always. Will cure anything. That's what you need. A little vanilla.
I had a slush puppy. Yesterday.
A little vanilla action to cure you up. Let's talk about some wrestling.
What about chocolate?
Let's talk about some wrestling. Let's see here. What can we talk about? Trump, McMahon, baldness.
I see McMahon losing his hair.
Really?
Don't see Trump losing it, because if he does, that'd be a huge media thing. And well, it's just, it could be. That, and he owns basically NBC. He has more pull than what Vince would. So.
Trump doesn't really own NBC. Trump actually, his ratings fell off a little bit, so they're...
I don't see him shaving his head, doing this and say, yeah, well, I'm willing to shave my head. I don't see that happening.
Okay. Let's see here. Mania, what else? Michaels, Cena, any ideas, predictions, what have you?
See, they need to go ahead and do the turn.
Of who?
Everybody's looking for, and they're hinting, Michaels is going to turn on Cena. I would love to see Cena turn on Michaels, because here they are, they're hyping Michaels, always turning on his partners, on the biggest matches of their career or his career, and out of nowhere, if you turned, was to turn Cena, it would just come out of nowhere, nobody would expect it, and that would be a great hype to make you want to watch WrestleMania.
So what you're saying is that when someone does something that you're not expecting, it's a great thing.
Yeah, like if Raw actually...
Vince Russo, Elevation X. Not every time. Keep in mind, Danger sometimes makes statements, but no, not every time. Vince Russo's not fired yet.
No. One day he will be.
Very soon.
Remember, if I win the lottery, I'm buying TNA.
If you win the lottery, you're buying TNA? I have a feeling it's going to go for sale pretty cheap. If you have a couple extra dollars in your wallet, you may be able to get it real quick.
You want to be a booker?
Keep going down. Do I want to be a booker? No. No.
There's plenty of people out there.
What can you do to help the place? How would you book it? They've done run everything into the ground.
I would run a penguin battle royal.
A penguin battle royal? Okay. On the previous Dave and Danger show, Danger talked
main
about...
Main event, playpen deathmatch. I still like that idea.
On a previous Dave and Danger show, Danger talked about seeing a battle royal for a bunch of Santa Clauses. Now a battle royal for a bunch of penguins? And how would this happen?
I don't know. Just,
Have you been watching commercials to the Georgia Aquarium again?
No, I saw a Discovery HD special on penguins.
And you saw a Discovery HD special on penguins? Penguins are cool birds.
And one of the penguins, the name was Herb.
Herb the Penguin?
Herb the Penguin.
Hey, Herb the Penguin, if you are listening, you could be the first guest on the David Danger Show. I'm a mark for penguins. Hell yeah. Come on down, Penguin. We'll let you interview and talk to Danger and say dangerous things and whatever.
What else do we got?
What else we got? Let's see here. What other matches?
Have you your new job since?
Undertaker and... Batista.
I think that is going to be the match of the night.
Why is it going to be the match of the
night? Well, there's no hype to it, really.
There's no hype to it? Do you watch SmackDown?
Yes, I watch SmackDown.
And there's no hype to it?
Not to the level of the Umaga and our shriveled up monkey penis to people who translate.
Shriveled up monkey? What are you talking about?
That's what The Rock said, that Umaga's translation.
That's what who said?
The Rock. He was on Raw last week.
The Rock was on Raw last week.
Mm-hmm. And he talked about how he thinks Vince is going to lose, and that Umaga's name translates to shriveled up monkey penis.
I'm glad to hear that. I was unaware of that. I did not see Raw last week.
But I also got breaking news.
Okay, Danger's got breaking news. Please, please, please. And tell us your breaking news.
Guess what the Kali means?
Kali. You talking about as in great Kali?
Yep.
K-A-H-L-I, Kali.
Yep. He's a black goddess.
And you found this out how?
On the fine Transit of Marta, they got Info TV, and they do trivia, and they says, what is the Indian translation of Kali? And it turned out to be black goddess.
So you found out through a trivia question that Kali means black goddess.
Don't understand it.
Don't understand.
Then again, he doesn't understand it.
Friends and neighbors, what Danger is saying is that Dalip Singh is a black goddess. I don't know what that means, but he's going to be, what is he, wrestling Kane or something coming up? Oh, boy. That's what I'm going to take a whiz. Anyhow.
This is the thing.
Oh, I love you, Glenn, but I just can't watch.
This is the thing.
Dalip.
WrestleManias or so, I believe, when Booker T fought the Boogeyman. Everybody thought that was going to be a horrible match, but it actually turned out somewhat of a decent match. It seems like every WrestleMania, that worst match actually is a better match than anybody expected.
Really?
To me, I mean, this is like, WrestleMania is like your last match in your career.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, this could be your last match on the biggest stage, Rob Van Dam, and just...
TNA!
See, this is... Okay, I'm going to just jump to this. The new breed versus the old school. Old ECW.
Okay.
I know what the finish would be.
What's the finish going to be, Danger?
Wouldn't it be funny, except this would be Rob Van Dam's last show with WWE, most likely. His last pay-per-view. Now, wouldn't it be funny as hell just seeing the new breed and the old ECW just turning on Rob Van Dam and beat him down?
Really?
Wouldn't that? I mean, look what they did to Lita. I mean, when she left, they basically screwed her. I mean, after she lost a good match with Mickie James, Crime Time came out and basically ruined her moment. Is throwing dildos, selling her paintings to JBL, had the tampons.
Number one, that kind of crap should never been on a wrestling show to begin with. Selling panties, tampons.
I would have bet, but instead.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have. Let's see here. Melina versus Ashley. Do you care?
Don't really care.
Okay.
I hear Melina's a bitch backstage, but still, who isn't?
Your source is who? Or where?
One of the greatest publications of all, WrestlingObserver.com.
That's not a publication, that's a website.
If you print it out, it could be a publication.
No.
If you put it in a book, you open it, it's like, ooh, open to the public.
Publication. Sure, that's the case. Okay. Why do I even... Never mind. Okay. Money in the Bank ladder match. What do you think about that?
I see Edge possibly winning. Okay, CM Punk is the dark horse.
Yeah,
click on it and see who got all in there. Because there's seven people.
There's seven people. I don't know.
You got CM Punk. He's ECW. So, you know how Vince is about ECW. You screw ECW.
Okay.
You got both Hardys in there.
Okay.
Well, why would you give both of those Hardys, they're useless and... Not money
just tell
makers.
Us how you feel. They're both so, useless. You really okay, are well, Edge fans.
Okay, they're really not useless. They're
you
good.
Think they're both they're, useless?
No, I take it back. They are useful in doing jobs for a greater talent.
They're useful in doing...
Like the Great Khali again. How many Great Khali and Jeff Hardy matches can you stand?
Which other uses does Jeff Hardy have besides jobs for Great Khali?
See, I'm torn. I mean...
You're torn.
I am torn. Like Natalie and Bruglia's song.
I more. Knew you were going to mention Natalie and Bruglia. Okay, please continue.
I would bone her, but still.
You would bone Natalie and Bruglia.
Yes.
But kids, that's a hint. Very dangerous sexual orientation is not what you think it is. Continue.
But still, I mean, well, she banged Lenny Kravitz, but still.
Natalie and Bruglia banged Lenny Kravitz?
Yes, they were dating.
When was this? I don't
remember. Back when she first came out with that song, Torn.
She was dating Lenny? I didn't know she was dating Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, well. She's a British soap opera star.
Really?
That's why she came out of that. But anyway, back to... we'll come back to sex later. It's just...
You were torn.
I'm torn between Edge and Randy Orton.
Why is it?
I don't know why is that all of a sudden I'm a huge mark for them now.
Man crush. Continue.
It's just... Well, you got man crush on Larry Sweeney.
I don't have a man crush on Larry Sweeney. You have a great amount of respect for a fine talent.
He's got a man crush on Barbarian.
I don't have a man crush on Barbarian. I got a great amount of respect for Barbarian. I thought Barbarian was a total package. You could have done anything with him in 86, 87, 88, 89, 90. You could have made him a world champion. I don't have a Hulk Hogan doll.
Your wrestling buddy?
I don't have a wrestling buddy. I guess if you're my buddy and you go to wrestling, I guess you could be a wrestling buddy, I suppose.
But anyway, I mean, for some reason, you're seeing Edge, and Edge is getting booed, and which is understandable because you gotta love and hate both of them, or one of them. But Randy Orton is actually getting cheers, and I think he would actually be a good face, but a good heel. He's that person that you don't want to really cheer for.
What? Wait, here. I have rarely, if ever, heard analysis of something that confused me even more. Your analysis is not your analyzing stuff and not making anything clear.
But
please, some clarity.
But the thing about it is, the reason I like Randy Orton to win the Money in the Bank match.
Okay, Randy Orton's winning Money in the Bank, you say.
Yep. I see him doing an RKO off of somebody off the top of the ladder.
Okay, you think that's going to be the finish to the whole match?
That could be the finish. That could be the huge surprise, and maybe seeing Edge climb through the
Being
top.
That you and everybody's just spinning, how's it going to be
but
a huge
still,
surprise?
But still, the biggest thing about Randy Orton, after I've taught him...
You haven't taught Randy Orton anything.
He's got the danger pose out. I am seeing fans! There are all these great arenas around this America.
You haven't been to the great arenas in the Americas. Whatever.
I've seen it on TV. I'm seeing people just standing up and doing the danger pose.
They're doing the Randy Orton.
It's the danger pose.
Whatever. Okay. The danger pose is very similar to Randy Orton's pose.
He copied me.
I'm sure he did. Yes.
He saw me what I was doing. He's like, damn, that's hardcore.
Well, why don't you go down there and take him to court or something? You take him to see Judge Marilyn Million on the People's Court or Larry Elder on Moral Court or whoever.
Moral Court?
Georgia, no, Moral Court. Who is it here? Judge Alex or who's that guy you watch at night? What's his name? That guy on that carries the ball bat, that judge guy. What's his name? Extreme Akeem or something?
I thought he was the one-man gang.
No, that's not the one-man gang. You watch like Extreme Akeem or some kind of...
No, my favorite TV judge is Judge Judy. I love her.
Now, she'll
set the law down on you.
No. I don't know about that. Her husband was a judge on People's Court for a while.
Yeah.
Then they put Judge Marilyn Million. She's kind of attractive. Fiery Latina girl.
Yeah.
And everything. Okay, what else are we going to discuss?
Hall of Fame.
Okay. Tell us about the Hall of Fame.
So far, all their choices have been good. With Nick Bockwinkel.
Nick Bockwinkel should be in every Hall of Fame. Even the Danger Hall of Fame.
Yep. So we're going to talk about that Hall of Fame coming up. Let's see who else. We got the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
That's right, baby. Fucking like a monkey. The American Dream, that's right. Coming to the Hall of Fame, WWE this year. I tell you right now, baby, you're going to have the dream in any Hall of Fame. Because the Bull of the Woods is back.
And you
back for WWE,
anyway, if
you will.
Then you got...
you bootlicking mob. You ain't never made a damn in this wrestling business. You can kiss my long fuck ass, if you will.
Okay, anyway, Gordon
Soul. Gordon Soul, indeed, and continue.
We got Mr. Fuji Camera.
Mr. Fuji's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know about manager, but... They say he's a great rib player. Plays some great ribs.
House of Great Ribs?
I'd love to go to the House of Ribs of Abdullah.
Jerry Lawler's barbecue. Not Jerry Lawler, but Jim Ross's barbecue.
Jim Ross, yeah, if you hadn't been to JR's barbecue, search for JR's barbecue on Yahoo. Go read his blog. It's actually almost as entertaining as Danger. Well, it's more entertaining than the Living Icon Danger, and you'll hear... Probably a little bit more of the truth, but...
And the person who they say shouldn't be in there, Jerry Lawler.
Tiger, my cat is spraying something. I'm about to go whip some kitty cat ass. What do you think about people saying that Jerry shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame?
I think he helped pave the way of what wrestling should have been.
Get out of here, you cat.
Dad, never... Folks, if you could just see this, David sitting there in his underwear chasing
a cat. I'm not in my underwear. I got a pair of sweatpants on.
It is funny. David chasing some pussy around the apartment that is spraying his wall.
My cat misbehaved. I'm not in my underwear. If I'm in my underwear, you're sitting with me. That makes it bad for you because I'm married. No, I'm actually in a pair of pants. And how the hell did we do that right there? Oh, never mind. I'm looking at Audacity, and it looks like I don't know what happened there.
But anyway, about Jerry Lawler.
Jerry Lawler, okay.
He helped pave the way. I mean, if you look all of his great matches he's had with Hulk Hogan, with Ric Flair, the great matches with Bill Dundee.
Great matches with Nick Bockwinkel.
Yeah,
Kurt Hennig.
I mean, in the scaffold match he was in.
Well, a lot of people don't know him, but just some kind of pervy old man, a lurch, you know. Guy talks about puppies and stuff like that, and you know,
there's nothing wrong with
a silly commentator or whatever. They don't know what he did in Memphis, and it's their loss, to be honest. You know, and that's the problem with fans who think they know everything about the sport because they watch a little WWE. They ought to watch something different. I don't know. Well, half of what's on today, watch something. You know, go out and get you see some local wrestling. That's always entertaining. Go out and watch.
Unless they're beating their heads in with barbed wire, thumbtacks.
Light tubes. Stay away from light tubes, gentlemen.
And box fans. I actually seen a box fan uses a weapon.
Box fans, syringe boards, stuff like that. Okay, what else do we got here to discuss? I'm sure we got something else. What else you want to discuss, Danger? Anything else you want to discuss?
Something that me and you were having dinner one night.
Okay.
And we came up with something.
Well, and remember what that was? Please tell us what it is. No, I don't remember what it is.
The Jobber Hall of Fame.
Jabber Hall of Fame. I do remember
that. I mean, you got the WWE Hall of Fame, which is great for the bigger guys. But what about the little guys that made it happen?
Name some jobbers that you'd like to see in the Jabber
Hall
of Fame.
Mark Starr. The Cole Twins.
What about Zan Panzer? He'd be a great...
Zan Panzer.
Brad Arnie Andrews.
Scotty Riggs.
Absolutely. What about Mike Jackson?
Iron Mike Sharp.
Iron Mike Sharp. The Nightmare, Ted Allen, he's a great jobber and everything. A lot of folks.
Seth Cruz
isn't a jobber.
He told me he wanted to be in the Jobber Hall of Fame.
Seth Cruz can be in any Hall of Fame he wants to be in. He can be in the Danger Hall of Fame.
He can be in the Caveman Hall of Fame.
He's not a caveman.
He looks like a caveman when he doesn't shave.
He looks like a caveman?
Yes. Wrestling is so simple to him that a caveman can do it.
I'm sure you were going to say something, Mr. Geico Man.
They're actually making a spinoff on Charlotte.
I figured you were going to discuss that. What do you think about the spinoff with Geico?
ABC has yet to pick it up or in the works and trying to get it worked out.
ABC put anything on TV, too.
Which, if you... the guy who is actually the lead caveman, who is on all of them, he's actually already has a TV show called 10 Items or Less, and it was on TBS.
10 Items or Less?
Yes, he was the lead character on there.
Really?
Just did not wear the caveman outfit, but he was the lead character. And with him, I heard him do an interview discussing the show, and it was actually shot in a real grocery store as the site, besides the actors. Everything was ad-lib, and they interacted with customers, so everything was totally real in it.
Well, that sounds great to me. That's cool. I don't know what that has to do with wrestling, but hey, what can you do? So, 10 Items or Less, Cavemen, wrestling. Jabber Hall of Fame, let's get back. We chased a rabbit. What about Brad Armstrong? He was a pretty good
Brad jobber. Armstrong?
He was real good.
What about Tim Horner?
Tim Horner, absolutely. Rough and Ready. Rough and Ready were pretty good in Memphis.
What about the Mod Squad?
The Mod Squad. I like the Mod Squad.
What about the greatest... Now, I don't want to say he's the greatest jobber, but he did a lot of stuff behind the scenes, pushing these guys, did a lot of hard work and training. And I had a privilege to meet him, which it was an honor. Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker.
Sergeant Buddy Parker was great. What else here? Rip Rogers is a pretty good little jobber, too. The Hustler, Rip Rogers.
And you're going to disagree. You're going to hit me in the head with a frying pan.
I'm not going to hit you in the head with a frying pan. What?
Chick Donovan.
Chick Donovan was okay, I guess. Jobber, I don't know.
I mean, he was... he's back from Independence Day.
He was one of the greatest wrestlers of his time. His time was 1954. No, I'm kidding.
I thought it was 1724.
Go ahead and tell some Chick Donovan jokes. I know you.
I saw the movie 300, and I saw Chick Donovan in it. He was actually one of the people that was fighting the Persians.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you for a pop culture reference that we needed. The last king of Scotland. I suppose Chick Donovan was the
Yeah, he was actually going. Best buddies. He was actually roommates with Braveheart.
I'm sure he was. He probably personally knew God, too.
Actually, he had a threesome with Adam and Eve.
That's disgusting. Now if you're offended by Danger talking bad about the Bible, write letters to Danger. If you're not offended by him talking bad about the Bible, well, I don't know. He's been offensive to me for years.
It was a joke. It was funny.
It was a joke. I'm sure it was. Do you have any other things to say today?
Let's see. Edge was on Mad TV.
Edge was on Mad TV.
He made a buffoon of himself. Luchador CD coming out soon. Can't wait to get that.
Luchagores. That's Lita's band.
Or Lucha Whores, depending on how you like it.
That's Leah's band that's coming out. She did a couple of shows for the UWF in Gainesville and Chattanooga recently.
And they're going to be performing at Ten High coming up. And oh, really? I'm actually going to that show.
You're going to the Luchador Garcia. Yeah. That's cool.
I can't wait to see that again. New CD coming out very soon. Probably, don't know when, but soon.
Thanks for that exact date. I'm sure we need that. What else here? What else? You want to talk about Norman Smiley, too, you say. You
know? Norman Smiley, he was a great... He was also another great jobber Hall of Fame. This guy had potential, and I don't know what was the reason of him not being pushed, but he actually had talent. Mr. Wiggle himself actually had talent. And to me, something was holding him back, and I don't really know what it was. I don't know if it was his size, if it was...
It wasn't
like
a big deal. Well, we're talking about jobbers, too. Yeah, Norm Smiley was pretty good. You got to mention guys like Mike Boyette, who was Boyette definitely in Louisiana. He was a pretty big jobber. Ron Starr, he did some jobs, too. He was pretty good.
Brady Boone?
Who else passed away. He did pass away. Dennis Stamp, definitely.
Was Brady Boone Wildcat Willie at one point?
Yeah, Brady Boone was Wildcat Willie at one point. You think he was Billy Jack Haynes' cousin, maybe? I don't know.
I would love to see Wildcat Willie make an appearance.
Wildcat Willie's not going to make an appearance.
There's Wildcat Willie versus the Gobbledygook at WrestleMania.
The Gobbledygooker. Okay, for those of you who may not know, Wildcat Willie was like a WCW mascot who looked kind of like Chester Cheetah, but he was purple. He's like a purple cat. And he'd come to center stage, and he'd, like, you know, throw, like, T-shirts and frisbees at the fans. And Danger was a huge Wildcat Willie fan. And the Gobbledygooker was around Survivor Series, and that was Hector Guerrero dressed like a chicken. And now Hector Guerrero's back in TNA hanging out with, Turkey, who's writing the show, like Vince Russo. So.
Turkey? I thought you meant asshole.
Well, that too. I was trying to be nice and not use profanity, but you failed to do that again. So, you know, kids, if you're listening, you shouldn't, but that's okay.
Tell me, what Vince do you like?
What Vince do I like? I'm sure there's many Vinces I like. Just not
you don't like Vince Russo.
No, I don't like Vince Russo.
Don't like Vince McMahon.
I wouldn't work for him. Think he's a great performer.
Who's that Vince guy in McDonough you like?
Which Vince guy in McDonough? I don't know who I like in McDonough. Who's that?
The referee?
That's Rob. Rob Russo.
Rob Russo.
I used to work with Rob on some of the Hard Body shows. Yeah, Rob was a good guy. He was a pretty good referee.
Speaking of Hard Body, I don't know where he's at.
Where's he at? I don't know. Hey, Hard Body, we're on the internet radio. Good to see you. I'm thinking about you. I hope everything's going well for your legal things. Please don't subpoena me for anything in court.
If you need some smokes, give a holler.
What? You don't smoke. Well,
no, he needs smokes. You know, smokes is like money in jail.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jail Expert, a living icon, Danger. Danger's an expert at jail and everything else, you know. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say? I want to say a big hi to Mr. Archimko of the Shock and Hyperbole blog. He's always got some great stuff. You can see him on MySpace. You can also search Shock and Hyperbole. Boom, he's there. I want to always say hi to Rick Gillespie, Carl Stern, Bruce Mitchell, Brian Alvarez, Larry Sweeney, Sarinara, anybody else who might be listening, Ace Rockwell. Obviously, hi to Limitic and Mark Danger. Get all your plugs out of the way, Dave.
Yeah, we got Danger Daily News. I'll be giving my WrestleMania rundown up to the leading WrestleMania, of course. Got to give a plug to Rick Gillespie. He's my soulmate. He's maybe number one on his list.
CanvasChronicle.com, CanvasChronicle.com, www.CanvasChronicle.com.
If you want to be on my friends list, go to MySpace and type in the little address, whatever, do a search. Mark Danger 1.
www.MySpace.com, Mark Danger 1. That's the / www.MySpace.com/ Mark Danger 1.
And you can't miss me. I'm the guy wearing the wrestling mask.
Choking a bunny rabbit. Exactly.
You know, I've been getting threatened phone calls by PETA.
You have not been getting threatened phone calls by PETA.
They actually think I'm harming a poor little rabbit.
I'm happy. happy that they have time to give you a call. God knows you need some phone calls and you need someone to talk to. As always, me, keep your eyes out. My own videos on the internet, and unfortunately, that's where it's going to stay forever. Who knows where I'll pop back up. But if you're looking to contact me or anything, you can always contact me by going to www.davewillswrestling.com. www.davewillswrestling.com. www.itsstillrealtome.com.
Speaking of popping up, who's the father of Anna Nicole's baby?
Who is the father of Anna?
Is it Wrinkle? They should have a Fox reality. That should be a reality show. Who's Anna's daddy?
Well, they got her. You smarter than a fifth grader or something. That should be.
I mean, some, that's actually pretty funny. Some of the questions I'm thinking, like, I don't know that.
You just want to go 1 versus 100 where you can have 100 people do the job.
Still, that's what the Hardys are for.
It's 1 versus 74.
Oh,
Bob Saget's pretty funny too when he's not doing Full House. Full House is a god awful program.
We got to talk about death.
Talk about who?
Death.
Death. What about death?
We lost some good people.
Yeah, we did.
Lost Bad News Brown.
Bad News Allen, coach. Yeah, Bad News Allen. Ernie Ladd.
Yeah.
The Shadow.
And I think that was a great thing.
Arnold Skolin too. And Mike Awesome too. Yeah. Since we Bam Bam Bigelow.
I didn't expect WWE to do anything for Ernie Ladd. And
I did. I was hoping they would.
And just seeing the little open tribute, and I mean, right there, that showed Vince has, well, less than 1% of a tenth of a heart.
The big cat, the king of wrestling. You know, Ernie Ladd, yeah, you'll be missed. Great interview. Pretty good. It seemed like a pretty good guy. He actually had a lot of impact on our country, as a matter of fact. And this is no lie. When George Bush got into trouble, the current president, got into trouble with drinking and driving, George Sr. had enough. George Herb Walker Bush had enough and sent George W. Bush to Ernie Ladd, where he could learn him some humility and help out with underprivileged kids in Houston and stuff like that. So, Ernie Ladd, thanks for taking care of W for a little bit. Who knows how else it'll go. Any words on Scooter Libby, Danger?
He got robbed.
But remember, if you're asking for political discussion, don't come here. Go somewhere else. Me and Danger get into it on politics.
Speaking of...
Do you want to see anything about the presidential race?
No, not that. Speaking of depression...
What? Rosie O'Donnell.
Was that depressing seeing that fat tubular just like some... Man, that would make a hard dick go limp.
Tell us how you really
see
feel.
Her... I mean, would you like to see something that fat blobs? I'm surprised that swing could hold her.
Considering she's a lesbian, I'm sure she's not concerned about making men's genitals go limp.
All that period ran to her head, but still.
Danger, come on. What the hell's wrong with you?
Hardcore.
I'm glad to hear that. Damn, you make Trump seem nice.
I think Trump is nice.
You think Trump is nice?
Yes. Because I will... Never mind.
What? You love to do what?
I like his new woman, Ivana.
You like his new woman?
I like her Trumps.
Ivana? I thought Ivana was his old wife, Ivana Trump.
That too.
Ivana Trump. You don't know who the hell he's married to. There you go again, saying stuff you don't even know what you're talking about. If you're going to speak, try to have an idea of what you're talking about. And everything. You have anything you want to say about Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Well, we know she hasn't slapped a cop lately.
Well, okay.
Her husband, maybe be the father of the baby.
Any truth to the rumor that you're in Nicole Smith's baby's father?
I could be in the running.
You could be in the running?
That'd be good. I don't know. There could be at least one Danger running around. A little Danger bastard running around out there.
Well... I suppose there could be. That's just
good. One day, I will look in a flowery meadow, and I'll see a kid turn around, look at me, do the danger pose, and I will say, "Son, how are you?"
And one day, you'll put down the crack pipe and quit smoking rock. What the hell? flowery meadow?
No, that's still the morphine I stole.
In a flowery meadow? You say, son, you're going to do no such of a thing.
Oh, somebody would like that. Yeah, it'll be a lifetime moment.
Everybody.
That's what we need. What? We need wrestling on Lifetime. Women's wrestling on Lifetime.
Hey, Dave Prasant, can you bring Shimmer to Lifetime? Shimmer, what? Shimmer.
Oh, speaking of
Women's wrestling on Lifetime.
I got to give some big props.
Big props to who?
To Showtime for actually bringing real fighting to the TV. Got a chance to catch the Prozac, the UFC MMA Open, and with it being in Memphis, a great wrestling town, everybody was into it. Everybody was really hardcore into the women's match. They made history as having the first women's match with Gina Carzalo. I can't know how to pronounce her last name.
If you're looking for help with MMA, don't look at me. I have no idea.
And a girl named Kenzie. Those two ladies tore the house down. No other men's match in there could stand the chance with it. These girls went head toe-to-toe, breast-to-breast, punch-to-punch, and it was awesome.
Toe-to-toe, breast-to-breast.
I mean, I got to saw some great fighters.
You got to saw? You forgot your English, too.
And the thing about it was... is that Antonio Silva, this big old huge Brazilian guy, he walks out, the commentator, he had the greatest line of the night. Boy. He goes, Goldberg, it's like somebody call Art Bell Coast to Coast, a Sasquatch is coming in. And I thought that was one of the greatest lines of the night, if you used to listen to Art Bell.
Because you love Art Bell just like we do.
Have you ever listened to Coast to Coast lately?
Yes, I know where to download it.
When was the last time you listened to it?
A couple of weeks ago.
I have not listened to it. I'll give
you the link. You can search
it. I just don't like the new guy on there.
They got downloadable MP3s.
Yeah.
If you're looking for artbell.com, yeah, email. I'll give you the link. I'm not going to do it anywhere. If you are anything with the government or Napster, I will forget it. If it comes from one of your addresses, do not sue me. Do not take me to court. Do not do anything with danger.
I will represent danger.
You would represent women's wrestling on Lifetime.
Yeah,
that's all we need.
Tampon on the pole match.
No, not tampon.
That thing about it is, they'll start the fight, then they'll look at each other and just start crying. It's like, why are we doing this? They get all so emotional, and then turn on the referee because, well, he's got a Kit Kat bar, and you know how women since childhood that time. And
just say some more derogatory things about women.
That would be one of the bloodiest matches out there.
What?
Tampon on the pole match.
Let's just go ahead and say some more derogatory things about women.
They should be in the kitchen cooking dinner, barefoot making babies, doing laundry.
Did you know that it's 19... What is it?
It's 19... What was that?
Hey, man, I've been watching wrestling. It's 1987 to me. It's 2007 right now. You get ideas from like the 40s and the 50s? That's scary and disgusting and everything.
Speaking of scary, guess who's not dead?
Who's that?
Sinbad!
Sinbad, don't worry. I know how these internet rumors do. Yeah.
I think the last time I saw...
You'd be surprised what they said I do.
I think the last time I saw Sinbad was him doing a McDonald's commercial.
Yeah, you ought to watch A Different World. I think it comes on. He's up there dropping a basketball or something.
No, I saw last time I saw him. It's being a different full world. Role was in a McDonald's commercial, and it was freaky. And I don't understand it. I was watching great wrestling, like Dr. Death Steve Williams fighting the Samoan Savage.
You're talking about when you're watching The Clash, the DVD. Again.
That was great wrestling back then, and I was wondering, where in the hell has it gone?
That's a good time for the great taste of good wrestling.
I mean, if you look at the Samoan Savage, you look at it's a reincarnation of shriveled up monkey penis. I mean, Umaga.
I don't know what it's called. I don't know what this infatuation with monkey genitalia is.
I miss the great wrestling back then. The Steiners, the Skyscrapers, the Mod Squad. I mean, The Z-Man.
Oz. The Cold Twins.
Flying Brian Pillman. Him and Luger, that one match they had. No.
You just not said Oz. You followed along. You just not said you miss Oz. I go, Oz. The Cold Twins. You're going, yes.
Well,
yes.
You missed the Shockmaster.
You missed Super Shockmaster.
I missed the Juicer. He was good.
The Juicer. J.W. Storm. If you don't know the reference.
J.T. Storm. What about the greatest?
J.T. Southern.
J.T. Southern.
Wolf Wild.
And, yeah, he was the drummer. Like, yeah. And him and Cactus Jack got into it.
E.J. Peterson.
Oh, man. Van Hammer, the Condom Man.
Yeah, his parents owned that, and he got in some trouble for that. Yeah. Anyways, it's about 45 minutes of nonsense. Thanks for putting up with our butts tonight.
This is like almost like an ECW show.
This is not like, why is this like an ECW show?
It'd be like a poll question. It was this show.
Don't mention poll questions. I got to hear that crap from Wade Keller on this.
Was this excellent?
Nonsense
or
updates.
Good, average, or did not listen in at all?
Did not listen at all? Yeah, okay, I can understand. Please check to not listen at all if you're on.
Oh, and what about my protest? We talked about this.
What protest do you want
to do? What was the last WWE pay-per-view we went to?
I don't remember.
It was the one in Jane. No, it was Rumble.
I don't know what
Rumble went to the last one, and Seth was there. Dark Gable, what's up, buddy?
Yo.
Cross. Mike Cross. A couple other people there. I said, this is what we need to do. Let's go to Backlash.
Mm-hmm.
And my idea was, during the first match, when Lillian sings the national anthem, which she'll probably do normally, and they open the show up, as soon as they introduce the first match, and say, for example, it's Hardys versus Eminem, like it's
like it is on every show.
Every show. As soon as both competitors come out in the first move it's executed, the whole arena needs to protest and just leave. Would the show still go on?
Vince Russo, I don't know what the hell you're thinking.
Would that be awesome? No. Sitting there watching a pay-per-view at home, and all of a sudden, the whole building in back, except you got, like, that stupid sign guy who was on Deal or No Deal, going, hey, look at me! I mean, what a biggest plant. I mean, please. Oh, man.
You didn't like that sign guy?
No. And he was like, for the referees, the tribute, two. I mean, if you saw this guy, man, he needed to get laid. I mean, take that money that you won and get laid. Damn.
Deal or no deal? Danger. What are we talking?
Danger or no danger?
We've talked about game shows and a bunch of nonsense. Anyway, like I was saying, it's working on almost 50 minutes of nonsense. We do apologize. You'll never get this hour back of your life. Once again, we're going to say hi to everybody out there. We're going to say hi to
Rick Gillespie, Dr.
anybody
Tom
else.
Pritchard,
we've already done that. You can say hi to
Dr. Sharon.
Yeah.
Whoever.
What else here? No, I'm not in Wrestling Informer Weekly anymore because Power Lord, I don't have the show anymore. We'll work on getting the podcast to
Power
that
Lord kind of looked like Bad News Brown.
Power Lord did not look like Bad News Brown.
If Power Lord would have got on his face, like squinch his face up, he looked like him. Then he needed to be bald.
What?
Then he needed to be
bald.
Well,
why don't you go over there and shave Power Lord's head?
I mean, they got the weight thing going, but.
Power Lord's been losing weight. Power Lord don't know how to return a damn phone call neither, so I've got to look.
He's been dating Jenny Craig.
He hasn't been dating Jenny Craig. I forget what her name is.
Sarah Lee?
Not Sarah Lee.
Betty Crocker.
No. Nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee. Anyhow.
Mrs. Butterworth.
Don't you even go any further. That's enough. Anyways, it's 9:49 minutes for sure. Thank you very
Captain
much.
Cat.
Cat, thank you for Captain Crunch. For Linux. Danger. Quit chopping people, you dumbass.
And the cat that sprayed the wall.
For a Living Icon and my cats, Domino, Tiger, and Oreo, I'm Dave Wills.
I'm Danger.
Thanks for wasting your time with us. And tune in next week next time, whenever the hell we get around to it.
Next year.
Maybe this year. For another edition of the Dave and Danger Show.
Until next time, America.
And Danger can go ahead and say what is. Be sure to listen to Danger to tune into the Danger Daily News.
MySpace, come up
on MySpace.
You want me to be my friend? Just let me know and I'll click you.
And go to www.itsstillrotomy.com. You'll click anybody. Remember what Danger says. Stay hardcore. We'll see you. Bye.